Who's Hacked? The latest data breaches and cyber attacks powered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. CBS News reported recently that a years-long malicious cyber operation spearheaded by the notorious Chinese state actor APT41 has siphoned off an estimated trillions in intellectual property theft from approximately 30 multinational companies within the manufacturing, energy, and pharmaceutical sectors. A new report by Boston-based cybersecurity firm CyberReason has unearthed a malicious campaign dubbed Operation Cuckoobies, exfiltrating hundreds of gigabytes of intellectual property and sensitive data, including blueprints, diagrams, formulas, and manufacturing-related proprietary data from multiple intrusions spanning technology and manufacturing companies in North America, Europe, and Asia. Steve, maybe you could even break this down a little bit more for us, but also give us your thoughts, because this is a super complicated situation.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Paul. You highlighted the fact that CyberReason, who happens to be a cybersecurity vendor, brought this to light, and it was a result of their research. Now, this research is not trivial, and I really want to just, you know, here highlight the importance of cybersecurity vendors and the work they do in the industry. There's a lot of research where they have extensive teams and the research wouldn't otherwise be done. Now, we're talking here about APT41. Back in 2019, Mandiant did extensive research and they highlighted the group's tactics, their techniques, what they were doing from a cyber criminal standpoint. Other vendors have been very active. There's the Talos Group, which is part of Cisco, Palo Alto Networks. We touch on it here and there. Sometimes that information gets buried, but I think it's just important to point out, you know, where this came from. And if it wasn't for CyberReason in this case, we wouldn't know about it.
Now, how about this situation as a whole? I mean, this seems gigantic. I don't want to overblow a headline, but when you hear 30 multinational companies and you hear trillions, I mean, that those are no small numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm kind of smirking right now. People can't see that because we're, you know, on the radio. But, you know, I've often had the question about some of our research, you know, $6 trillion that, you know, the total damages in 2021. And we've put a figure out looking ahead the next 5 years. And there are a lot of people who are in the know who have said to us, those numbers are way too low. The damage is far greater than that. I don't think it's about the number for us. It's about pay attention. This is big. It's substantial. And yes, this is the type of theft that's going on, Paul. I'm not surprised by it. It's being highlighted, but nation state hacking and state sponsored cyber criminals, this has been going on for two decades or more.
Now, what does this mean for these companies that have been hit? Is there anything they could do? Is there anything they should do? Is there any, what, I don't know, next steps?
You know, it's hard to speak for any one particular company. They're all going to do their own, you can call it a forensic investigation or reverse engineer, you know, like what happened, how were we impacted, and they're going to have to make their own decisions. It's hard for us to know what really happened or what the, you know, financial cost is to any particular company.
Steve, before we go, just one last thing, because again, you brought up our own numbers and our own research that we do. Is it possible that this is actually a lowball estimate of the damages and the extent of the damage, that they only uncovered part of it? We don't know. Right? We're just speculating here, but just based on the statistics that we cover when we do that.
Historically, if you go back in time, I mean, you could pick anything. You know, the Yahoo hack, originally 500,000 users, it turned out to be 3 billion users. And you could go straight down the line if you look at the world's largest hacks. And even a lot of the data breaches that we report on that might be more run of the mill, so to speak, just because they're not gigantic. Typically what happens is there's a press release that says it wasn't that bad, but we acknowledge it and we're doing what we need to do to take care of it. And then usually it's not until 6 months or a year later, and it's never as bad. Even with this headline news, it's not as bad as if it were revealed when it first happened. And I think that's part of the PR playbook around a lot of these, you know, hacks and data breaches.
Steve, thank you so much for giving us your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
For daily coverage on the latest cyber attacks and data breaches, visit cybercrimewire.com.